spooky.
Hey everybody, Brian here from the I Like It Spooky Horror Podcast. And on the heels of Godzilla's historic win after 70 years of movies at the Academy Awards, Godzilla won an Oscar, we're going to celebrate. And our friends at Crackle are here to help with that. And they've got free Godzilla movies in March, all streaming right now. I'm not going to give you a top three. Not going to give you an honorable mention. I'm going to talk about every damn Godzilla movie streaming on the Crackle app. Give you a synopsis. Strap in. Let's go. So the first movie, the one that started them all, Godzilla 1954. When American nuclear weapon testing results in the creation of a seemingly unstoppable dinosaur-like beast, Raymond Burr and Tokyo fight for survival. Next movie, Godzilla Rides Again. Scout pilots for a fishing fleet are startled to discover a new monster named Angrius. Alongside a second Godzilla, the monsters make their way toward Osaka as Japan can only brace for tragedy and relive the horror of Godzilla once more. Next we got Godzilla vs. Gigan. A manga artist becomes suspicious of his employers when a garbled message is discovered on tape. As he forms a team to investigate, Godzilla and Angrius begin their own plan of action. The next movie, Godzilla vs. Hendora. An ever-evolving alien life form from the dark Ganus Nebula arrives to consume rampant pollution. Spewing mists of sulfuric acid and corrosive sludge, neither humanity or Godzilla may be able to defeat this toxic menace. The next movie, Godzilla vs. Megalon. An inventor creates a humanoid robot named Jet Jaguar that is seized by the undersea nation of Cetopia. Using Jet Jaguar as a guide, the Cetopians send Megalon as a vengeance for the nuclear tests that have devastated their society. Next we have Godzilla, King of the Monsters. A 400-foot dinosaur-like beast awoken from undersea hibernation off the Japanese coast by atomic bombing tests attacks Tokyo. So if I'm not mistaken, this is the Godzilla that most Americans have seen that has Raymond Burr. And the first movie I talked about is the actual first Godzilla movie, where Raymond Burr's not in that. But it's pretty much the same movie, if I understand right. I need to brush up on my Godzilla. And I know someone that I think can help me do that. Our friends at the PFPN, our podcast network. So let's check in with them, and then we'll finish up the Godzilla movies for this bonus episode of Appendages.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal: providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
So now that we've heard from our podcast network, we got four more movies left. Mothra vs. Godzilla. Mothra, yeah, Mothra. Mothra's egg washes ashore and is claimed by greedy entrepreneurs who refuse to return it to her fairies. As Godzilla arises, the people of Infant Island must decide if they are willing to answer Japan's own pleas for help. Next, we got a staple in the Godzilla house, Son of Godzilla. One of Finley's favorites, one of my favorites. A reporter stumbles upon weather experiments on a tropical island, discovering giant mantids. Praying mantis. A castaway woman and an infant monster that Godzilla must adopt and learn to raise as one of his own. Don't forget that big-ass spider. Next we got Ghidorah, the three-headed monster. After a meteorite unleashes a three-headed beast upon Tokyo, Mothra tries to unite with Godzilla and Rodan to battle the extraterrestrial threat. Now this has got Rodan, who is Finley, my daughter's favorite monster from the Godzilla universe. And last but not least on this bonus Godzilla episode of Appendages, Destroy All Monsters. And it's got almost all the monsters in it. At the turn of the century, Earth's monsters have been safely rounded up and studied on Monster Island. Chaos erupts when a race of she aliens known as the Kalikas unleash the monsters across the world. I love Godzilla. It's a staple at our house. I hope you have it as a staple at your house. And if you don't, check out that Like It Spooky Horror podcast. We talk all kinds of movies, and we're talking Godzilla here soon with our special guest, Brian Clark. Hope you guys have a good month, and we'll see you soon for more appendages. Take care. Bye-bye.